How to Shoot an Amateur Naturalist by Gerald Durrell. Read by Nigel Davenport. A word in advance. It is perhaps necessary that I give some rational explanation of the somewhat bizarre title for this book. If you look up the word shoot in the dictionary, you will see that among its many meanings, ranging from scoring a goal to the growth of a plant, is the phrase to photograph, especially for motion pictures. Thus did this title take shape, for this is a chronicle of the year-long shooting my wife Lee and I undertook to complete 13 half-hour television programmes called The Amateur Naturalist. Some time ago, I was approached with the idea of writing a book to be called, it was suggested, The Complete Amateur Naturalist. I immediately objected to the word complete. I said that anyone writing a guide claiming to be complete was asking for trouble, and that to use that word in connection with the world of nature, where we are making discoveries with such rapidity that we scarcely have time to record them, would be dangerous, to say the least. So it was decided to call it simply The Amateur Naturalist. To begin with, this book was conceived as a small guide confining itself to the British Isles. Then somebody said, wouldn't it be fun to include Europe? Then someone else spoke eloquently of the need for such a book in America, and still another of the awful need for such a book in Australia and New Zealand, South Africa, and points north, south, east, and west. The whole thing then got out of hand. I knew I could not write such a book and do the research for it, so I suggested to Lee that she should stop being merely decorative and take her PhD, unused since our marriage, out for an airing, and superintend the research on the project, which now threatened to exceed in size and scope the encyclopedia.